Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, let's talk about Africa, South Africa at the AU. Now, apparently, well, you know, South Africa has, or Israel, let's put it this way, Israel has wanted to be part of the African Union summit. South Africa has said, no, 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 999, we don't want it, it's pasnished. But apparently, not going to happen. Israel is going to be part of the AU summit. So we got hold of Stephen Groost. He's the head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Lovely to hear you. How unexpected. I was expecting Howard.
Well, you know, you never see us in the same room at the same time. Stephen, is Israel going to be at the African Union summit?
I don't think so.
No.
Israel achieved observer status in 2021. It was granted by the head of the African Union Commission to the new Israeli ambassador, who happens to be an Ethiopian Israeli, in 2021. And countries like South Africa and Algeria and Namibia, lots of the SADC countries objected strongly. And it went to a discussion last year at the summit, and there was no agreement. So when they can't decide on anything, they like to form a committee. So they formed a committee of seven countries that was meant to sit. That committee is not sat, and that means that Israel is officially accredited, but it hasn't received an invitation to this summit. So it's a kind of limbo in the middle situation where it's not officially banned, but it's also not officially invited.
Do you think anything's going to change? When is the summit due
to
take place?
The summit is the 18th and 19th of February, so we've still got a couple of weeks. My information, and I put it in my article in the Jewish Report this week, is that Israel is pushing for an invitation, but I don't know whether that will be successful. South Africa was implacably opposed to this. You can read the minister's speeches on the JOFO website, saying that this is rewarding Israel for bad behavior towards the Palestinians, and that it's incomprehensible and ridiculous and unprocedural. And they have mounted a fight to keep Israel out of the African Union as an observer.
All right. Well, I suppose we'll get to see what happens with that. If anything changes between now and then.
Will.
Between now and the 18th. Okay.
Yeah. But if I were a betting man, I would say I don't think Israel's going to be at this summit.
Yes. Just while I've got you on the line, do you remember Joseph Kony?
Do I remember who? Sorry.
Joseph Kony.
Yes.
What's happened to him?
So Joseph Kony was a warlord in northern Uganda.
Yes.
And a couple of years ago, maybe even more than a couple of years ago, a big social media campaign was launched to arrest this guy for atrocities. He's still around, but very quiet. So I don't think he's been captured. The conflict in northern Uganda with the government has tamped down definitely in the last few years. So he is still at large, to my understanding.
Interesting. I was thinking about it this morning because he had the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA.
Correct.
With all the child soldiers.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Stephen Groos, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Kathy.
All right. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.